Lord, what do you want to say about transition? I am leading you. I am guiding you in transition. Will you take my hand right now? It's gentle. It's anointed too, isn't it? Just feel that loving embrace right now. My presence is with you wherever you go. I knew you were going to be here for such a time as this. There's none like you. Did you know that? I see you as priceless, invaluable, and worthy. Do you? Ask me to show you right now how I see you as priceless, valuable, and worthy. I'll show it to you right now. Everything I show you tonight and everything I say to you is the truth, isn't it? I cannot lie. So what I reveal to you tonight about transition is true. You don't have to have all the answers. I didn't put that expectation on you, did I? And I've only asked you to take one step at a time. True? So before I show you what the next step is, ask me right now, what step am I on with you? And I'll show you. Can't take that next step until you know where you are right now. So ask me. I know many are curious about the transition they're going through. You want to know what delays transition? Holding on to the past and even the present. Are you willing to let go of the past and the present for me? Tell me why. I want you to know why you're going to let go of the past and present for my future. You don't want to remain stuck, do you? You want any more delays? Ask me, what's causing the delays in your life? Sometimes it can be lies. Sometimes it can be pride. Sometimes it can be fear. None of those come from me, do they? If you expect to move forward with me in this transition, then you need to let go of the lies and the fears and the worries. Are you curious about the unknown? Here's the good news. Nothing is unknown to me. I'm the all-knowing God, isn't that true? I'm already in your future. I've already seen you make the transition with me. Do you want to know what that looks like? It's easier than you think right now. It's actually simple and doable when you do it my way. I'm not asking you to figure out the how. What's your part? Believe me. If you need help believing, ask me. For when you believe, you will receive and you will have it. Haven't I helped you in the past when you went through transition? Look where you are now. You would not be where you're at without my help. True? It's time to move ahead. You cannot be complacent anymore. You must be free and willing to move in the direction that I'm leading you. Will it take steps of faith? Absolutely. You've taken steps of faith in the past, haven't you? Ask me for a time in the past when I've helped you with transition and I came through for you far beyond you could ever imagine. You don't have to figure out this memory, just ask me for it and I'll reveal it to you in your heart. Not your head. I was faithful in the past to help you through transition, true? Well, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord and I change not. So since I helped you in the past, I'm going to help you now in the present and in the future, for I am trustworthy and faithful. You believe that's true for you? It is. I'm going to give you a new perspective tonight of what transition looks like from my perspective. Is anything too difficult for me? Doesn't have to be for you either, unless you believe it is. You don't have to label it as a hard decision or a big decision. That puts pressure on you, doesn't it? Instead, why not just say it's a Holy Ghost-led decision? Does that sound a lot better? I'm speaking you heart to heart right now, spirit to spirit. So these conversations we're having already, you can continue that tonight. You want to know more details about this transition, don't you? But you also want to have peace in your heart. Jesus is your Prince of Peace. Guess what? Not everybody's going to agree with this move I'm leading you to make and transition. What moves first? What's inside? When you believe it on the inside and you know it, then you already see yourself where I want you to be. When I show you things, I want you to believe that it's possible with me, for nothing is impossible with me. So I want you to partner with me right now in this transition. Are you still holding my hand? I'm the leader. You're my follower. I go ahead and you follow behind. The follower never gets ahead of the leader. And the behind never gets ahead of the ahead. So let's keep it in that order. Follow in my footsteps. Are you ready to take that first step now? That peaceful step? That doable step in the right direction as you go through this transition? Tell me, why are you ready to take this next step? Are you as excited as I am? So have you committed to let go of the past and the present? Will you give me your past and present right now? Thank you. You know I open up doors that no man can shut, and I shut doors that no man can open. Do you believe that's true for you? How many times have I made a way where it didn't seem like there was a way in your life? Well, that's what I'm doing right now as you're in this transition. It'll seem like the scales are coming off your eyes, and you're going to start seeing things that you never noticed before. You're going to be more aware of God opportunities. You're going to know when they're from me. And what am I asking for? Your yes. Will you give me your yes without hesitation? I'm not looking for delayed obedience. I'm looking for now obedience. If you're willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. So as you take this next step, you're not only partnering with me, but angels have been sent to minister unto you, to help you through this transition. So you're not doing this alone. It's good news, isn't it? Now, I will let you know as you move forward, some of the relationships you have right now will be ending. That's my will. There will be some that I want to come into your future, but many will be left in the past. Are you willing to let go of those relationships I'll reveal to you? Ask me right now, and I'll share a few of them with you. Now you can ask me, why, Lord? Why is the season ending for these people? Now ask me, who is going to go with you into this next season? Yes, I'm sure. Now ask me why I want them to come with you into this next season. Thank you. Now you know. And over this next week, I'll reveal more. So I know you like details, don't you? Some people in your life for a season. Others are in your life for a reason. But very few will be in your life for a lifetime. So as you continue this transition, just get used to people coming in and out of your life, because you are coming in and out of their lives as well. That's my will here on the earth. If somebody leaves your life, don't take it personally. They're not rejecting you. How could you be rejected if you're already accepted in the beloved? There's some good news about this new season that you're entering in. There's new, healthier relationships. Ask me what that looks like. Is that something that you want? There's some good news. In this new season, there's also new resources. I know you're saying yes to that. When you delight yourself in me, I give you the desires of your heart, don't I? But there needs to be new resources and new people coming into your life for some of these desires and dreams that I've given you years ago. But not all the resources are just for you. You get to give away much. Much more than you ever have in the past. You get to truly be generous and extravagant with your giving because of these new resources. So don't be surprised if there's a new stream of income that's coming into your life. But make sure it's for me. Always make sure it's for me. You're not alone in this transition, and you never will be. When you call upon me, what am I going to do? Answer you. You have a lot of questions, don't you? Just ask me one question at a time, okay? And then listen for my answer. You are in a perfect position right now to transition with me because you're partnering, coming alongside of me, experiencing oneness with me. You You want more details of this transition? Ask away. I encourage you to write down what I reveal to you so you can remember it. Are you looking forward to this transition now? I am. Father, we just thank you for what you just revealed to each and every one of us about this transition that we are partnering with you. And Father, we just choose to hold on to your hand as you are our leader and we are your followers. We won't get ahead of you. We thank you that our steps are already ordered by you. You've already wrote books about us in heaven. Lord, I pray by your Holy Spirit that you reveal those books and what's in each page. Show us what book we're in and what page we're at right now. Thank you for accepting the past and the present that we gave to you tonight as we receive the future that you promised us. Lord, we know that your promises are always yes and amen. So Lord, we're just choosing to continue to rest in your presence. We're just going to listen as you reveal to us more and more about your perspective of our transition. In Jesus' name, amen. I encourage you to just stay here right now in his presence for the next several minutes and just listen and watch.